This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
We are back with Benefits Unlimited. That's right, helping companies create, design, and manage their group benefit plans that are cost-effective, competitive, and, of course, align with their business goals. And who is the man in charge? It's Don Forbes. Yep, he's the founder and principal consultant from beautiful Sherwood Park, Alberta, in Canada. He joins us today live to talk more about sustainability, affordability, and always helping with companies to start up their benefits plan and to give their clients their workers, I should say, what they deserve, and to teach them, you know, a lot that people don't know. So, Don, you've taught me a lot. You're teaching everyone a lot, and this is your business. Tell us what you do specifically for those new timers chiming in today.
Okay, thanks, Jill. I do a fair bit, but I think I help employers with their benefit packages for their employees. Okay, and that comes with years of experience, helping them with the plan design, looking at costs, trying to make them more cost effective. I help employees too with the way that they use their benefit programs and help them understand how these benefit programs work in concert with the public health care system in Canada as well, right? So a number of different things that I do in that regard, but I'm a big believer in coaching and educating not just the employers and employees, but the advisors themselves and even the insurance companies and teaching them as well as to how all these programs work. You know, some of it is so simple, but it might be a little bit more complex to understand the full workings of the various programs out there. So what I do is help people. I solve problems, whether it's an employer, employee, an advisor, or even insurer from that perspective. It could be claims issues. It could be risk and liability issues that I help with. And also the whole education part, Jill, is so important because I make sure that people understand problems that they may not even know exist. And it's amazing to me how many times that happens. And it's, you know, I've said this before, it's not a problem until it's a problem. And if you are in the know, if you're dealing with a good benefits advisor out there, they're going to make you aware of certain problems, certain speed bumps in the benefits program so that you can take some action and prevent the sort of bad news from happening, because most employers have enough to deal with on their plates day to day running their business. They don't want any noise from a benefits program or a pension program. They want things to run as smooth as possible. And so the whole education communication piece for me is so important. If we can alleviate those speed bumps, like I said, for employers, advisors, employees as well, things are going to run a lot smoother and without the noise.
Thank you. And let me just ask, for how many years have you been in this business for? Just a little of that background on for newcomers here today. But of course, I want to hear more about, you know, the help that you offer.
Right on. Well, I've been in the business on various aspects for the past 40 years or so. Okay, so that's a very long time. I've seen a lot of things. I've experienced a lot of things. I've learned a lot of things. I'm one of the few advisors in the province of Alberta that is a certified employee benefits specialist compliant, meaning, you know, I'm maintaining my education credentials to keep up my designation, but real life experiences are important too. And so I appreciate the question very much. You know, being in the business for as long as I have, I've been with insurance companies, I've been with major consulting companies, I've been a salesperson, I've been a service person. I've seen this world, benefits and pension world, from both sides, from the employer side, the employee side, and also from the consultant and the insurer side. And so that gives me a bit of a unique perspective, shall I say, in terms of trying to help people.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And to dive further into the work that you're doing, what aspect did you want to kind of share for today and, you know, continue to talk about the benefits that our employees could have? What approach, you know, what did you want to, you know, talk about?
Okay. Well, that, you know, I appreciate that too. I think what I would like to talk about a little bit is, you know, the plan designs that are more relevant today than they've ever been when it comes to a benefits program. And what do I mean by that? And I was in an earlier advisor session today, as a matter of fact, and we were talking about that very thing, what employers are looking for. And when I look at a benefit program, try and build it in such a way that the employees become more engaged. And like I said, they understand the program that much better. But there are a number, there's probably around about 20 or so employee benefits providers in terms of insurance companies in Canada. And none of them do everything well all the time. And so what I'm getting at there is that each insurance company may have their own target market, or they may have their own products and services that they do very well. So when I look at a program, I try and fit the plan design with that particular employer and their employees, but that may mean using a variety of insurance providers to provide that benefit program for them. Now, that can be administratively cumbersome for any employer. So there are very good administrative platforms out there that can work with a variety of different carriers, okay? And so an employer could pick a best-in-class insurance provider for every one of their benefit programs, benefit plans, I should say, and yet it would all be able to be administered on one platform. That is tremendous. And so when they have looked at that, they are able to not only have a best-in-class benefit for their employees, but also if one of the carriers falls down or isn't giving excellent service or excellent rates, in other words, the value that the employer and the employees are seeing from that insurance provider isn't up to snuff, you can take that carrier out of that administrative platform and add in a new carrier that will deliver better value for that employer, and the administrative platform doesn't change. And so what I found is that that has a lot of attractiveness to major employers for sure, but any employer and employee. And I might get into the weeds a little bit, but there's a very distinct difference from some of the benefits out there as you move from carrier to carrier. And a lot of employers aren't even aware that there's that much of a difference. So that's one of the things that I'm very big on. The other one kind of falls into the same field, if you will, is giving employees choice in the benefit programs that they pick for themselves and their family. It can be just as simple as adding a healthcare spending account so they have a pre-allotted amount that they can use towards their benefits. That's very attractive, especially in Alberta. We're probably the biggest proponent of healthcare spending accounts in the country. And a lot of employers put those programs in so that, you know, for instance, you, Jill, could have $500 or $1,000, whatever the case may be, that you could draw on a tax-favored basis to use to provide benefits for either yourself or your family It could be used for dental work. It could be used for eyeglasses. It could be used for a whole host of things. But giving you the ability to use that money for benefits that you or your family needs is huge. And if you are able to incorporate that into a benefit program, almost immediately the employees feel more engaged. They have more of a say in how those dollars are spent because they're using them for their own personal use, you see. So it works very well. Now, I like the fact that you can pick and choose other benefits as well, but that's probably the easiest and the simplest example of building some flexibility and building some choice into a benefit program, obviously here in Canada.
Great. And let me ask, you know, someone in your position who's working with different companies and helping them with this, Don, you're in Canada only. Just tell us exactly where you work with what types of, yeah, just want to make sure. So if you are listening in the U.S. and elsewhere.
Yes. Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm based in Alberta, so that's a province in Canada, and
yeah,
I'm licensed to do business in Alberta, but I belong to a few organizations, Canadian Pension Benefit Institute, which is a national organization right across the country of Canada. I'm a member of the International Society mm-hmm. of Certified Employee Benefit Specialists, as I mentioned earlier. They are global, though predominantly in Canada and the U.S., but they have members around the globe. And I'm also a member of the Canadian Group Insurance Brokers, which is a network of advisors across the country. And all these organizations provide networking opportunities for sure, but they're all about education. They're all about giving back to the community in a variety of different ways. They help people in HR. They help people that are owners, executives, CFOs, CEOs. We try and help all these people with their benefit and pension plans. So, yeah, I am licensed in Alberta, but I'm happy to help anybody out there. If they're an employer, employee, advisor, oftentimes, yeah, you can do searches, you can utilize AI, but it'd be good to bounce some of that information that you can glean off of somebody that is a really good benefits and pension advisor. And I don't have all the answers, that's for sure, but because of my affiliation and my networking, I can usually get the answers pretty darn quick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if people need a second opinion on their benefits and pension program, I'm happy to provide that as well.
Perfect. And you offer a lot of, you know, different types of sessions. On the website, you can find out, right, there's the employee benefits plan to looking at, you know, taking these, mentioned the plan to market your benefits, you know, needing analysis, just a liability checkup, compliance. You can schedule all these and with you. Could you share? I love hearing client stories. You know, the people that you've helped and, you know, some of the stories behind it and how you're overall helping a company, saving them money by giving their clients, their employees, even more benefits. Could you share another story like that?
Sure. Happy to. I think one of the ones I really liked helping a client, they had a plan for a number of years, didn't really dive into it too terribly much in terms of the overall plan design and mm-hmm. and in terms of the cost itself. Now, I'm also a big believer in looking at various ways of funding benefits programs. And so in this example I'll give you is I did a five-year analysis, meaning I looked at the program that they had for the past 5 years. And I took that information and I looked at revising the plan design and also look at different funding mechanisms of that benefit program. Now, I'll simplify it for the listeners here today is that there's an insured program, meaning that the insurance company is taking on the risk. And then there's another program which is called Administrative Services Only or Self-Insurance.
Okay.
So when you looked at the past 5 years and you looked at they were in an insured program, I calculated out all the costs and everything. And then you look at the next 5 years and in this particular instance, we projected what it would look like under an insured scenario or under an administrative services only scenario. And so at the end of that 5 years, using reasonable projections mm-hmm. for both an insured program and an administrative services only program, we came up with a figure of about $250,000 to the good for the employer if they went with an administrative services only program. Okay. Now, I'm not going to suggest that this is for everybody, but this was what the analysis showed that employer. And so the employer asked me, are you kidding me? You mean to say that if we looked at the past 5 years, we'd probably be about $250,000 to the good? Now, for some big companies, maybe that's not a big deal. But
yeah.
for this particular employer, it was a very big deal. And they made the switch right away. And do you know that after the end of the first year, they were $100,000 to the good?
Wow.
And they kind of looked at me like, you know, wow, thank you. Thank you so much for suggesting it. And they provided me with referrals to go to other companies as well, because they knew other people that were in the same boat, if you will, in terms of their insurance program. So it's very important that when an employer is working with their advisor, that it isn't just the plan design, it isn't just the rates, it is about funding it properly mm-hmm. and what makes it fit for that particular employer at the end of the day. Look at all the options, then you can make an informed decision. And what I found in that case and in other cases too, is that if you show the picture, if you will, of what it is going to look like, it becomes pretty easy to make the decision. Be conservative, you know, be careful in your projections and the different ways that you go about projecting those costs. But at the end of the day, you're revealing and you're being very transparent in terms of how these programs work. So that's a true-to-life story, very successful, long-term client. They're extremely happy, for sure.
Love hearing that. Thank you. And we still have 10 more minutes. What else in particular do you think our listeners would benefit from today? Speaking of benefits,
well,
I didn't mean to say that, just like a pun. What benefits?
That's, yeah, it's, I sometimes wonder if we should come up with a different term for employee benefits. Yeah, because even the aspect of friends with benefits now.
I know.
It's a little bit different, right? But, you know, I'm not big on just you know, moving people around or moving employers around from one carrier to another. That's one of the things that is fairly common here in Canada and even in Alberta, that if you don't like the price on your benefits program, well, let's shop and see if we can get you a better price. I'm not a big fan of that at all. Typically, at any time, you can go and you can get a better price on your benefits program. There's no question, because carriers are interested in attracting new business, and so they will invest to get it. I'm more interested in working with clients long-term, and I think the good advisors out there will do the same thing. They'll have a similar approach. They will look at the plan design. They will try and create value for the employer. They will look at funding mechanisms to save the employer money. They will look at a variety of different things. And one of the things that I'm very big on is the risk and liability aspects of a benefit program with the employers. And so one of the things that I have done, and it's been very valuable, not just for employers, but for advisors too, making them aware of the administrative risks and liability that they face every day. And like I said earlier, the employers are very much working very hard on their business and in their business to keep it a going concern. And you don't want any noise from your benefit program. You sure as heck don't want any lawsuits coming against you for oversights or just didn't understand the way a benefits program works, and you are now being sued by one of your either current or ex-employees. And it has happened. And believe me, it's gut-wrenching when you see things like that happen. So yeah. I put clients through a bit of a checklist. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like, being a bit of a benefits doctor, if you will, and going through the various things that really stand out in terms of the highest risks and liability issues that an employer faces. And once we go through that checklist, oftentimes that leads to plan design changes or eligibility changes, or there might be some tweaks that we need to make in order to bring that liability down. I'm not sure you can ever get it to zero, to be quite honest, but you can really lower it significantly. And it's one of those areas that a lot of people are just frankly unaware of. There's people that are underinsured. There are people that would need more coverage that just don't have the ability or haven't been told that they can actually apply for optional coverages over and above what is provided by the benefits program. So I take them through that checklist, Jill, and at the end of the day, the plan design is improved, the employee engagement is improved, and the employer costs are sustainable. Let's put it that way. So it's very much a going concern. We do those sessions, like I said, for employers and for advisors out there, again, trying to educate and coach them on ways that they can improve. And oftentimes we'll have a lawyer providing commentary on that as well. You know, real life examples of court cases and things like that that are revolving around a benefits program. So I think for anybody that's out there, a risk and liability checkup, it should be job one. If you haven't done one in the last year, make an appointment with your benefits plan advisor and get that liability checkup done for sure. It's like I said, a benefits doctor, you're going in for your annual checkup. It's something that I do for all my clients, is that every year you're going through that checkup, making sure the I's are dotted, making sure the T's are crossed, and then that way you're protecting yourself.
Well, also, when it comes to protecting yourself, what are some of the things that you have learned and you've, you know, obviously over the years of protection that some employers may not be aware of, and anything in the current years that really has changed significantly?
I think one of the, and it's going back to the liability and risk issue, is I know a good friend of mine, he uses the monopoly term of get out of jail free card. And he uses that to describe plan administrator liability coverage. And a lot of employers have business insurance, okay, that they, you know, that are covering them from liability risks and things like that. But one of the things that has happened in Canada especially is not only is it possible for the employer to be sued, but it is also possible for the person that is administering the benefits program to be sued. And do you know that coverage is available to protect the employer and that mm-hmm. plan administrator in case they do get sued? The insurance is there to provide that coverage for that risk and that liability. It's a question that we've been asking for the past 10 or 15 years, and still to this day, it's amazing to me how many people don't know about it. So you talk about insurance. Okay, we have life insurance, we have health insurance, we've got disability insurance for the employees and things like that. But at the end of the day, the employer and the plan administrator, they need those coverages in place too to protect them. Like I said, you can never get it to zero in terms of that liability risk. You can reduce it. You can go through the checklist. You can take all the courses you want. But at the end of the day, you should have that umbrella of protection so that in the event, even if you do everything right, you still may get somebody or someone, you know, raising a lawsuit against you. And so it'd be nice to be nice to know, it brings you peace of mind knowing that that insurance coverage is in place for you. So that's my probably the biggest tip. I can't take credit for that. I mean, I've been aware of that for the, like I said, the past 10 or 15 yeah. years, but the get out of jail free card, that I owe that one to my friend. So I think everybody can relate to the get out of jail free card, yep. You know, hey, I've got this and it acts as an insurance mm-hmm. policy against you getting sued. I don't ever want to be involved in a lawsuit and being called, you know, by the judge or whatever, you know, in those particular cases, but they do happen. And like I said at the beginning, it's really gut wrenching. So get the get out of jail free card, get that liability coverage for every employer and every plan administrator out there.
Great. And how can we contact you?
I'm at benefitsunlimited.ca and my email address is don@benefitsunlimited.ca. Feel free if you're an advisor, an employer, or even if you just want a second opinion, reach out. I'm happy to help anytime.
Will do. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day and looking forward to next time. Thanks so much. And also, again, benefitsunlimited.ca, Don Forbes. Reach out any questions. And I know he likes saying, where there is no vision, people perish. Where there is vision, people flourish. Our dreams, or our vision, gives us the energy to keep on keeping on moving forwards towards our goals. Quote from you. Thank you so much.
Very good.
Have a great day. Jill. Thank you again. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Hi, this is Terry Crews. Actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.